House Bill 1188, an act to revise certain penalties for moving or obtaining a used mobile home or manufactured home without an affidavit from the county treasurer.
House Bill 1188 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. As I look around the room, I see probably 10 people that voted on this bill on the House side. This was several years ago when we thought, in the interest of fairness, we would take mobile homes and place them on the real property list. Previous to that, if you were an owner of a mobile home, you had to pay your taxes in January. As you know, as a real estate owner, you pay your taxes twice. You pay them in May and October. But we have found out that many times mobile homes are being moved without the affidavit to prove that the taxes have been paid. We have struggled with this. We've tweaked this bill over the years and tweaked it, trying to come up with a solution. We hope we do have the solution. What it does is it makes the person moving the vehicle or the mobile home responsible to be sure that the affidavit showing the taxes have been paid. And if they are not paid, there's a civil penalty of $250. But that civil penalty doesn't go to the driver. It goes to the owner of the lot or the owner of the mobile home sales that hired the driver or sent his transporter out to move the mobile home. This has the blessings of the mobile home industry. We brought various bills before the House and the Senate the last 3 years to fix this. This is the first bill in that we have all people rowing the boat together. The county treasurer, the mobile home association, the transporters, and hopefully everybody in the Senate. I ask you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1188. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard? DeHewitt?
Aye.
Dennert?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Greenfield,
Hagen, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting, Senator Dugard, Dennert, aye. Staggers, no. Sutton, aye. Madam President, ayes 34, nays 1.
House Bill 1188 has received a majority vote of the members elected and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.